and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love that it is an honor and a delight that I get to say these words. Welcome to the Eras Tour Best Mashup Song Bracket. Michael Ann, what do you say we take a little journey together through time, through 17 years of music, era by era, or mashup song by mashup song, which really only actually started in Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires is a magical place. Hello, how are you? I'm Bethany, everyone. Hi, like I should do that. Hi, I'm Bethany. With me as always is Michael Ann. How are you on this beautiful St. Patrick's Day?
I am here and I am excited for the iHeart Awards tonight.
Yes. Yes, that's what kind of gave us the idea today. Today marks the two-year anniversary of the first Eras Tour show, which took place in Glendale, Arizona. The tour is being honored tonight at the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And apparently they are going to be debuting surprise songs from, I think, the first night, which was Mirrorball and Tim McGraw. I think they're going to be doing the ones from night one. I'm not sure. Technically, I guess they could be doing night two, although that wouldn't really make any sense. So I'm assuming they're going to be doing the night ones. Night one ones. That was a tongue twister. But yes, we'll see. We'll see if there's any other announcements, maybe. I don't know. Getting excited. I've seen a lot of people on TikTok hypothesizing that it might actually be a docu-series, which I would be so into, because that'd be even, like, more content. You could really break it down. Someone was saying it might be, like, era by era, because obviously we saw she filmed the entire Vancouver the last three nights, and everyone was like, why do you need all that footage if you're just trying to do, you know, whatever? So she's like, well, maybe, because each episode will be an era, and it will be, like, half documentary behind the scenes stuff, and then half performance footage of that era, and, like, that's how they'll do the docu-series. And I was like, that's freaking genius. If that's not what they're doing, they should get with this lady on TikTok and do that, because that's a smart idea. But now I'll be excited for whatever it is. But if it is a docu-series in any format, I will be super hyped for that, because I just like, let me, you know, get my feet fully wet. Let me dive into it. With that said, my plan has a juicy story for us, and maybe not juicy. I don't know if I'm setting it up wrong, but I want to hear it. I want to hear what happened to you this weekend. This is mostly for me, everyone.
Yes. So this weekend, I drove up to North Carolina for a funeral. Mm-hmm.
Always good.
Super fun. And the funeral went well. Very sad, obviously.
They're not usually happy times, yeah.
No. So it was an hour drive back from the place where the foforial.
Mm-hmm.
That's funeral and memorial combined into one word. So it was an hour from there to the hotel. So we all split up. I get back in my car. I'm putting on my jams. I'm driving. I notice that I have low gas. Okay. Go to the gas station.
Uh-huh. Okay?
I'm in like the backwoods of, like, I'm in the middle of nowhere. Okay. Mm-hmm. This, like, mm-hmm. the place we did the funeral. The place that my friend did the funeral was like a small little house on like a giant farm surrounded by farmland. It's very cute. So anyway, I realize I'm out of gas. I pull over to a gas station. Okay. And the gas station is like, I'm in this row here, which is the gas tanks are on this side. And then the building is on this side. So you're trapped in there.
Right. Okay?
So I'm pumping my gas and I'm a nervous Nelly. So I start to notice that every person around me is a white man.
Uh-huh.
And they're all looking at me. And I'm like, I'm actually gonna go, because yeah, I don't feel great about this situation. There's not enough visibility here. Everyone's a dude. No.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in my panic, I pulled the nozzle out of the gas tank.
Yeah.
It was still on, full blast.
No. Oh, no. There should be like a safe, like a fail safe, that when you, like, it stops doing that.
I know.
Oh gosh.
My problem is I don't think I did that. I think because I was so panicky and just not thinking, I just like grabbed it and pulled it out. Well, yeah. So my fault entirely. But I sprayed gasoline all over myself. And then I was stuck. There was a car in front of me and a car behind me. The car in front of me was like cleaning out their car. They were not even like getting ready to pump gas yet. The car behind me didn't move for some reason for a while. So I just like sat there holding my steering wheel, like,
oh gosh.
Just like
smelling like gas, living your best life.
Reeking like gas, but I was so embarrassed. I'm like, get me the fuck out of here. So then I finally get out of there. I smell like gas for the whole hour drive. It's absolutely brutal. At one point, I did change my clothes because I thought that would help. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, it did not.
It did not, no.
Yes. So I get back to the hotel and I take a shower and I'm putting my clothes back on. I am only there for one night. I have one bra, and it is the bra I was wearing when I was pumping the gas.
The gasoline incident of 2025.
Yeah, the gasoline incident of 2025. So bra smelled like, and we were still supposed to, we were like going out to eat afterwards. And so no bra. Mm-mm. I go to take the clothes that I changed into, thinking I'm being so smart, changing into new clothes. Those also smelled like gasoline now. So I had to wear the most insane outfit out to
please tell me you took a picture of this.
It wasn't that insane. Like, it was like, it was like normal, but it also was like just not something I would ever leave the house in. The top, and I didn't have a bra, and I'm very uncomfortable by it. Like, I'm personally for myself and am uncomfortable with going braless, but I support all ladies who go braless. Free the nipple.
Amen. Yeah, free it.
So all I had was my pajama shirt, which is a, like, I bought it at a thrift store. It's like an oversized tank top crop shot. Like a muscle tank thing with Mickey Mouse on it. Mickey Mouse is lounging in a hammock. It says relax in huge letters. I had a random pair of shorts. And then I had, because I had no bra and I was so uncomfortable, I had to wear a Taylor Swift cardigan on top of all of this.
Your Mickey and like, relaxed tank top. Yeah, cute.
I had to button it all up. And then I was just at the bar the whole time like,
hey. This is my favorite thing, actually.
So I did end up rinsing out the bra and the pants. I rinsed them out before I left for the restaurant and hung them to dry. And I did use a blow dryer on them as well. And so by the next day when I was going to leave, the bra was fine and the pants were fine.
That's a plus.
The shirt was also fine, but it was soaking wet. So yes, the next day was actually the next day I drove through that insane storm to get home.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's no scary. Fun. I don't like that.
I was so anxious. I was like, first, I have this fucking gas all over me, and now I'm in the storm. My nervous system was like,
but the weather in the Southeast was real crazy. And this is like how I think, which also I saw someone say this on TikTok. They're like, you watch one video about like the weather or tornado or something, and now your entire like thing is that. And I was like, yes, I like stopped on one video because someone was like giving helpful information about the storms coming, and then my entire feed was that. And I was like, I don't want that. Like, this stuff scares me. Like, I don't want to be constantly reminded of like the terrible damage. And I was like, how do I get this out of my algorithm? But yeah, so I didn't appreciate that. But I was Saturday was like the bad day when it like kind of to the west of us. And that was the day where apparently Ed Sheeran was in, well, not apparently, he was in New Orleans in the morning filming something down Bourbon Street. And then by the evening was in Nashville. And I was like, y'all driving in that weather? Like, I was like, it was like, seriously, like crazy weather was going on. And you were like, headed to Nashville. That was my first thought when I saw that he was in Nashville. Not like, oh, how cool that everyone got to like see him at this bar. I was like, he drove in that? Like, he didn't. He's not driving. He's Ed Sheeran. But like, his driver drove him in that? That was my first thought. That's like where my brain goes, because that's how much I like hate having to travel in bad weather. So I'm like, even if you flew, like all flights were grounded that day, like going out of those airports because the weather was terrible. But getting back to the gasoline gate of 2025, yeah, that's a good one. That's iconic, honestly.
I will never
tanked up is what really just so good to me.
I will never forget the feeling of pulling the gas hose out and spraying it everywhere. I will never forget the shame.
Yeah, I would have just panicked, and then we've been on the ground, just like
I shut it and like put it back, and then like ran back in my car and was just like, "Don't look at me." Yeah.
Nobody look at me, please. Please don't look at me. Oh, man. Well, let us all hope that our next gas journeys, we all have a little bit better luck than that. I'm wishing you the best on your next gas trip. But what a great story. Yeah, I would have panicked, and it would have just then been all over the ground, probably like guzzling out gas. I don't even know what I would have done in that situation. I was mostly
also terrified. Another reason why I changed my clothes was because I was terrified I was going to ignite.
Yeah, I would. Yes. I'd be like, well, I'm catching fire now. Like, this is the end of me. So that would have been 100% my paranoia. I'd be like, no, can't do that. Yeah. I'm like, what if I get in some kind of someone with an open flame is coming by me. I'm certain of it.
Yeah. That would be I was like, this is it. I'm going to somehow get static electricity on myself in this car, and it's going to, I'm going to get lit on fire. Ignite.
Yeah, I do not want to be around in gasoline. No.
Luckily, my friend's boyfriend is a science guy. Mm. And he was like, it does not stay flammable for long once the vapors evaporate.
That actually is really reassuring. Thank you, science guy, for like letting me know that. I would have been like, oh, it's forever tainted now. Like,
yeah,
I'm screwed. But I guess that makes sense that, yes, inevitably, it would probably not be flammable anymore. But yeah, my brain doesn't, like, compute that, so I would have never known. There you go. We all learned something today. I feel good about this. It was very good. We all learned a thing. Yes. Okay, my two quick stories. First and foremost, I did buy myself Chapel Roan was going on and posting the different variants for her new single that you could get on vinyl. I did buy myself the dentist one because I needed it. I was like, I need this. And it was funny too, because I saw it late at night and I went on and I was like, oh, it's a pre-order. It's not out for a while. Like, I don't know. And then I saw all the other variations were already sold out. And I was like, oh no, like I need to get on this. Like, if I don't buy this tonight, I'm not going to be able to get it. So I bought it that night and I'm so happy because the next day I did see it was sold out. It literally doesn't come till August, which I think is a little crazy. Like, the single is out now. They put the pre-order out now. I know it takes a long time to, like, print vinyl. I understand that. But I was like, August? Okay. But I needed it. And because it was, like, two of my worlds colliding. And because it was, like, pink. It's fantastic. So I needed it. And then by the time it gets to me in August by Girl Math, like it'll be free. Like I bought it so long. I'll like forget. And one day I'll just go to the mail and I'll be like, oh, fun meal. So I'm really excited about that. Thing number two. Okay, everyone. It's a great day today because we finally actually have a fully functioning guest room with a real bed. You can't really see it, but there is actually a bed behind me. Yay. As happy days. Mike and I literally were putting the bed frame together like an hour ago. But I decided, you know how I was like Evermore broke, there's the empty spot, Evermore broke and I had to go get a new frame. So I did. And I was like, you know what? We're going to be like building and moving the mattress again. So I'm just going to wait to put that up because it'll probably get knocked over again. And then I'll be mad that I've spent more money and it broke again. So here's the thing. I'm really happy that I didn't put Evermore up because we had another fallen hero. Reputation went down today.
Oh, no.
I know. But thankfully, the frame is fully intact. The only thing that fell off was the snake, and that's super easy to super glue. I bought like separately and put it on. Made the frame like that. So I just have to re-super glue him together. So I'll do that and put Evermore back up. So now I technically have two blank spots. We're just losing it error by error. But everything is finally moved into place. No more moving mattresses. I kind of took it as an omen. The snake was released. Is that a sign? I don't know. Can't stop, won't stop clowning. So, I swear to God, if it is announced today, the day that this fell off the wall, like, y'all.
That would be crazy.
I'm playing the lottery. It's not going to be announced today. But if it did, craziness. But yes, I just have to glue this little buddy back on. And we will be good, everyone. And we'll put that more back on. So for real, by next episode, I promise there won't be a blank space, but a bunch behind me. Those are my stories. Not as good as Michael Ann's, but I just had to share because I was like, what are the odds? And I was like, I'm not going to put more back up because it's probably just going to fall again. No, we knocked down a different one. So thriving. We are thriving. All right. My headphones feel like they are big. There we go. That's better. Okay. Without further ado, we did make, as Michael Ann likes to call them, a sensational 16, which I like. It's my favorite, honestly. Last year, we came up with some really great brackets. Last March, I remember, we did a couple brackets in honor of March Madness. It's my favorite time of year, not only for the basketball of it all, but because everyone always has, like, bracket shows. I don't know. I just like pitting things against each other and ranking them. For funsies, there were a gazillion mashups that Taylor did. She started it in Buenos Aires back during the South American leg of the tour. And that was when, as she wrapped up 2023, she basically was like, whatever, all the songs are back on the table. I can do whatever I want. Which, of course, when she came back from break in 2024, she started getting really heavy on the mashups. Pros and cons to the mashups. Sometimes I didn't love the mashup because I was like, let me just hear the whole song. Other times I was like, brilliant, genius, love it. But today we are celebrating the mashups. And we picked 16 of just some of our faves. I'm sorry if your fave isn't on here. I'm sure it was a beautiful mashup. But if we had to rank all of them, we'd be here for like 18 hours and nobody wants to watch all of that. So we're doing a sensational 16 of these wonderful mashups that we have. I put them into my little bracket maker. And I told Michael Ann this before we started recording that I had to use a lot of initials. So if I'm stumbling around going, what is this? bear with me. I'm not good. I'm not that Swiftie who's good at like knowing the initials. I know like you're on your own kid because everyone uses that one a lot. Like those initials for that. But everything else, I'm always like, what are they trying to tell me? What song is this? So I did little abbreviations on these. Also, when I put them in, I think it kind of like randomly paired them up. So I hope I don't have anything too juicy as a first round. No, I think we're okay. All right. So here we go. These are the first matchup in this. Is the very first mashup ever, which, like I said, was in November of 2023 in Buenos Aires. And it's Is It Over Now mashup with Out of the Woods. So this was right after 1989 was released. So of course, she came out and was doing like a little 1989 moment. And then that is mashed up with what I call the We Cry mashup. Oh, how perfect. I accidentally put the first and the very last mashup together. This is from the very last show of the Eras Tour ever, Vancouver Night 3, which is Long Live New Year's Day and the Manuscript on Piano. Thoughts on this one, the very first mashup and the very last mashup of the Eras Tour.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, definitely the first one, because first of all, that is an iconic mashup. And second of all, it's the first one.
Right.
But I think that the last mashup is actually better.
Yeah, I agree. It was like, and I know it was quote unquote, like predictable because everyone had kind of been guessing it might be something like that. But sometimes that's exactly what you need. And if she wouldn't have done that as the last mashup, I would have been like, what was even the point? Absolutely phenomenal. Again, I call it the We Cry mashup because it literally like brought me to tears. I can't like not vote for that one. So that moves on to the, what would you like to name our top eight, Michael?
I wish I could remember what I called them last year.
I know. We should have gone back and like listened to that episode.
I know.
Also in post, can you please add me just like strumming the beginning of Lover to the intro? Because that would really add to the full effect. You have to be like casually strumming to Lover while you're doing your little like, what do you say? We take a little journey. I'm just kidding. That's a lot of work. Don't do that.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? I was like, does anyone have a little instrumental of Lover that we could just play while I'm giving this speech? No, I'm just kidding. Yes. I wish I remembered what we called it. Yeah, I don't know. The Great Eight. Moving on to that one. Okay. Next mashup we have, let me find where this is in my thing. Okay. This is from Indie Night One. This is The Albatross and Holy Ground on guitar. I'm not going to lie, I mostly picked this one because I am obsessed with the song Holy Ground. And I feel like it never gets enough love. So the fact that Holy Ground got to be part of a mashup really excited me. So that's from Indie Night 1. And then it is up against Speak Now and Hey Steven, which comes from, where do I have that one? Where did that come from? I wrote all of this down, y'all, and now I'm not going to be able to find things. Okay. So that is from Germany. I'm not even going to pretend to pronounce this name. This is from the famous Hill, People on the Hill stop of the tour. I'm going to so butcher this. I'm so sorry to all Germans. Gilsenkirchen Night 2. I don't know. Germany Night 2. Which is Speak Now and Hey Steven on guitar. So we have The Albatross and Holy Ground versus Speak Now and Hey Steven. Yes, which again, it's just nice to get a little Hey Steven love as well. Such a classic, such a good one. What are your thoughts on these two against each other?
I'm gonna say that the clear winner for me is Hey Steven and Speak Now.
Hey Steven and Speak Now. I do think that's a good one. German, that stop on the tour was also just like really iconic because that was like the People on the Hill. So I think I'm good with that. Moving on. Oh, I already know what you're picking this next one because this is the one that Michael Ann specifically requested. But let me like actually break this down for y'all. Okay. So this is from Edinburgh on guitar. And I need it to be so clear when I say that I cannot stress enough that she did this in June, which of course, as we all know, is Pride Month. She decided to mash up It's Nice to Have a Friend and Dorothea. So we have that going against, let's see what I have here. How did it end with? Oh God, this was painful. This might be the most painful mashup that she did, which comes from the last Toronto show, which I think she had 6 nights there. Am I making that up? I think it was Toronto Night 6. That's crazy. You're Losing Me mashup with How Did It End on piano. So the most painful gut reaction, daggers to the heart versus the gayest mashup.
Oh, man.
I know. I know. That's actually, that's tough for a first rounder. Damn. God, You're Losing Me, How Did It End? That's honestly like psychotic behavior.
It's psychotic.
She's like, y'all, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go tickle these ivories and I'm just going to absolutely make you hurt. Like, I'm going to make you suffer. And like, that's psychotic behavior.
Yeah.
Go off, queen, but like psychotic. Also just absolutely just bold behavior doing It's Nice to Have a Friend with Dorothea.
Yeah.
Iconic. Absolutely iconic.
Absolutely iconic. Ugh.
During Pride Month, to be clear. Can't stress that enough during Pride Month. This is a tough one. I don't think these are against each other.
I obviously love the gay one. I did request that it would be put on this bracket. I am a big fan. But since it wasn't, I don't know. I think I have to give it to You're Losing Me and How Did It End?
Like, that's insane that she put those two songs together. A perfect, but insane behavior, truly. Yeah, that's tough. I think the only reason I have to side ever so slightly with You're Losing Me and How Did It End is I like both of those songs a lot separately. I think it's absolutely poignant to put them together. I don't really like the song Dorothea that much, which is like sad to me because it comes off Evermore, which is actually my favorite album. I It's Nice to Have a Friend is also not my favorite song. I actually really liked it when it first came out. And then I started associating it with Mithrigan because they used it in that trailer. And I just thought that was so funny. And so now it like kind of changes like the meaning of that song for me. So I think it was very clever to match them up. Like separately, they're not two of my favorite songs. Like they're not songs I like gravitate toward. So, but I would just listen to You're Losing Me or How Did It End on their own. Yeah, I think that's got to move on. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a dagger to the heart a little bit.
That was tough.
That was very tough. Ooh, okay. Oh, God, this next one is also very tough. Oh, no. I, like, kind of have an inclination of where I'm leaning. But also, y'all, I picked a lot of sad songs. I'm sorry, but, like, some of those were the best ones. Like, the ones that, like, made me cry are, like, the best ones. Because I'm looking at a lot of the people here in the old Sensational 16. And I'm like, dang, a lot of the ones I'm leaning toward are just like really sad. But that's just how it is. Okay. This one, God, this is very tough for me because these were two mashups that when they happened, I was like, I would have given anything to have been in attendance at this show. So it's going to be a little difficult for me to put these two against each other, but we have, July 6th, Amsterdam Night 3 on piano. She did Mary Song, which I was just so mother effing excited to hear Mary's song, honestly. Mash up with So High School, mash up with Everything Has Changed. Iconic.
Beautiful.
It was absolutely beautiful. I watched, I think, this mashup from every angle that people could give me on TikTok. Like, I was like, another one. Absolutely loved it. So excited to get Mary's song. That was absolutely fantastic. But then we have, which also this is like very... two reasons that the timing of this, I think, is very poignant. One, so this is November 22nd, Toronto Night 2, okay? So we're, like, still pretty fresh from the election. We are all, like, you know, jamming out to I Hate It Here and, like, all of these songs because we are depressed from the results of the election. And Taylor Allison Swift decides to give us Cassandra, mash up with Mad Woman, mash up with I Did Something Bad, which is the most, like... revenge, I'm pissed off, whatever. And like, I feel like it was something that really spoke to all of us and resonated with all of us. It's also apparently the anniversary of when she first announced that she was going to re-record all of her albums. And then she does those three songs mash up together, which again, obviously was a little poignant considering what the songs are about. So the timing of it, the fact that I really do like all of those songs and they are very like, angry woman songs, which I love, is so good. So I lean ever so slightly toward that one, but I just was so hyped, y'all, when Mary's song got some love. It was just so good. It was so good. This one's really tough for me. I don't know.
For me, I'm gonna say, because the theme of the Mary's song one was Travis and the theme of the other one was Angry Woman, I'm going to have to go with Angry Woman.
I'm always going to go Angry Woman, right? Like, 9 times out of 10. I agree. Gosh, it's just so good. It was so good. Again, absolutely, like, insane behavior that she was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to match up these three songs. All right. Here we go to... Okay, so this one is... Where do I have my little information about this one? Okay, this is also from the last night of the tour. The mashups were hitting so good on Vancouver Night 3, obviously, because it was the very last night of the Eras Tour, that I had to put both the piano and the guitar mashup. So this was the first mashup of the night. This was on guitar, which was A Place in This World and New Romantics mashup, which is phenomenal. Again, I just get really excited. You're going to notice two themes on this bracket. One, are they like some old school references? Like old school songs that don't get enough love. I put it on here. Two, are they painful? That's the basically the theme of this. And that is a fantastic. Actually, we kind of have New Romantics battling against itself, which is appropriate considering it's one of my favorite songs. Because against this, we have the, as she dubbed it, the Max Martin medley, which is Sweet and Night 3, which was Message in a Bottle, How You Get the Girl, and New Romantics mashup together. Did I mostly put this on here because we were present for it? Abso-freaking-lutely. And I have no shame in that. Anytime we can mention the fact that we saw Taylor Swift in Sweden, you know that we will. So I'm a little biased, even though I love the Vancouver Night 3 mashup. I love A Place in This World. Fantastic. The fact that she sang A Place in This World on her last night of like the most successful tour of all time is like, that's very, gets me very emotional. Very beautiful, but I have to give it to the next Martin Medley because I was present for it.
What was the first one?
The songs, like the mashup of the songs. Yeah. A Place in This World mashed up with New Romantics. So this is kind of the New Romantics battle because New Romantics is also featured in the Max Martin medley.
I'm going to have to go Max Martin medley because I was there.
Because I was there. Exactly. We at least admit our bias. All right. Max Martin medley on to the great eight. Okay. So we have next, our next matchup. Let me find our stuff. This is our song. Okay, yes. All right. When did this come from? Okay, this is Nola Night One. Nola has a special place in my heart because Nola started the Stadium Friendship Bracelet trading, which was just absolutely adorable and iconic. So we love you, Nola, for that. Nola Night One, Taylor did on guitar. Our song mashed up with Call It What You Want, which I think is a great. This was also during the time that everyone was clowning for Debutation because she kept mashing up Debut and Reputation songs. And like, of course, those are the two things that have not had Taylor versions yet. And we were all losing our ever loving minds. So yeah, Debutation mashup from Nola Night One. So that was a good one. And then we have mashed up. This is from Indie Night 3, Cornelia Street and The Bolter on guitar. Cornelia Street's a great song. Always love it when it gets love. And I actually think The Bolter is like kind of a bop. It's definitely a song that like anytime it comes on, I never skip. And I'm like, should I really quite like The Bolter? And it's another song that I feel like from, you know, TTPD might get a little bit more overlooked because obviously there's so many other like great songs on it. But I thought that was a very interesting mashup. Kind of enjoyed that. So that is what we have. Nola Night One, our song, Call It What You Want, Debutation, and Indie Night 3, Cornelia Street versus The Bolter.
I think I'm going to go with the first one.
Yeah, I think so. Those are both like really great songs, and I think that's just fun. And I liked how it just made all of us clown for something that didn't happen. But same. That's besides the point. Same. I watched this other video. This came up also on my TikTok feed the other day. About how, like, obviously I think a lot of people thought that London, the last London Night 6, whatever, the last London show, I can't remember. There were like 18,000 shows in London. I think it was 6 or 7. Everyone kind of hypothesized it was going to be Reputation. And then obviously like Reputation was going to be announced and then it wasn't. And it makes a lot of sense because of course then in Miami, she did premiere a new outfit and she was kind of known to do that. Like the outfits, you know, whatever, once she claimed it. And that basically like she decided not to do it because of what happened in Vienna. Like it would have been like in poor taste and poor timing to like make this like happy, joyous announcement when like the week before the shows before were canceled because of a possible terrorist threat. And I feel like this person might be right. Obviously, we probably will never know. I don't think she's ever going to come out and be like, yeah, I was going to announce it then. But I was like, I think that's honestly a very valid theory.
Yeah, I can see that as well.
Yeah, I think there was a chance of that. All right, this one, this mashup, talking about things that I watched from literally, oh God, this one is really tough. Ooh. Both of these I watched from every possible angle and both of them made me cry. Okay. This one, like people were like sending me this first one that we're about to discuss. And I was like, I've seen it from 18 angles, but actually please keep sending it to me because I want to like inject it into me, honestly. And that is of course the mashup that was, it was actually done twice on tour, I believe, but the first time was Singapore in March. It's fourth show in Singapore. Yes, it was also performed in Lyon, France, but that was the second time it was performed. This mashup was so good. It was performed twice. And that's 15 and You're on Your Own, Kid on piano. Oh. Because hello. Those songs are meant to be paired together.
They really are.
Meant to absolutely just like break you down in your feelings. So good. So yes, 15 and You're on Your Own, Kid. One of the most iconic mashups, I think. I could see this being a Final Four mashup. Easy. It is so good. The other one is from another absolutely just gets you right in your feels. This is from Vancouver Night One. And this one was Never Grow Up and The Best Day mashup together on piano. The amount of videos I saw of mothers and daughters at that show together, like just being absolutely a mess together. Like there's like a little 7-year-old starry eyed looking up at Taylor Swift and her mom just like looking at the 7-year-old crying. Cause he's like, stop it. Stop it. Absolutely gets me every time. Beautiful mashup. This is tough. So yeah. Never grow up. Best Day versus 15 and You're on Your Own, Kid. Ooh, that's a doozy. That's a doozy.
Oh my God, I don't know. I think
I was like, I think, it looks like you literally were that meme where you were buffering. I was like, Michael Ann, did you freeze?
I think I'm gonna have to go with 15 and You're on Your Own, Kid, just because both of these are so good, it's hard to choose. And I feel that I can relate more to that one.
I agree. The fact that both of us are childless millennials, like I don't think we have quite as much of a bond as someone who like has a daughter or has a kid or whatever would with the other mashup. It was beautiful. Like I said, I loved every single video of like mothers and daughters reacting to it. But for me, first of all, like some of my all-time fave songs are 15 and You're on Your Own. Like I just think those are absolutely stunning songs separately. To put them together, like stop it right now. All right, we have, all right, our last and our sensational / sweet 16 here is going to be, these are some fun ones. Okay, so we have here from, this is from Toronto Night One, Mr. Perfectly Fine mashed up with Better Than Revenge on guitar, aka the Suck It Joe Jonas mashup, I guess some could say. Those are some good ones. And then we have going against that, we have Miami Night 2, Loss of My Life mashed up with White Horse.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. It's good. Good stuff right there. Again, a little bit more melancholy, sad versus kind of like screw you, buddy, revenge kind of songs. Both great in their own right. Absolutely. Both great.
I think I'm going to have to go with the Better Than Revenge mashup.
Yeah. Just like one. Yeah.
Of the cultural moment.
Yes, exactly. I just think... I want to have like a couple fun ones. Again, a lot of the ones I feel like I chose are kind of darker because I just like a sad song. But I do think that this one just kind of, that was a fun, that's a good like mashup. Again, it was like she started the mashups with her like very like 1989 like Harry Styles mashup. Like, oh, both these songs were clearly about or, you know, allegedly about Harry. And then was kind of like, I'm gonna chuck in a little Screw You, Joe Jonas one as well. Which is very fitting during the time it was like her and Sophie had gotten closer, the whole divorce, this and the other thing. So it was like fun to kind of, crap on him. Quick pause before we start the great eight here. Speaking of, I forgot to mention, my dearest Mumsy got me one of those cool, like people that do the like, it's hard to see.
Oh.
Like one of the fancy ones. Which I don't know how to do. I could not make this. But she follows this girl on Instagram, or lady, I should say. She's not a girl. Follows this lady on Instagram who started doing them, and she started selling them because everyone was like, oh my God, they're amazing, they're amazing. And so she started selling them, and they like sell like hotcakes. Apparently, my mom had another one in her like cart ready to order, and she took too long, and it like sold out. Like it was like truly pandemonium. Oh, so she got me this one, which this is vigilante shit, which I love. For obvious reasons, but can't wear it at work just in case, because you know it's probably not best to wear shit on your wrist at work when you work with children. You never know. But anyways, that was a quick pause. And here we have our Great Eight, Elite Eight, Eight matchups hanging around, whatever you want to call it. Here we go. We have our first mashup is going to be the We Cry mashup. Again, the very last mashup from Vancouver Night 3 from the very last night of the Eras Tour. To remind you what is in that, that's Long Live, New Year's Day, and The Manuscript mixed together on piano versus Speak Now mashed up with Hey Steven. So kind of a retro early Taylor Swift throwback one versus the mashups to end all mashups.
I'm gonna have to go with the mashup to end all mashups.
Yeah, I think this one, this is no offense to Speak Now versus with mashup with Hey Steven, but I think this one is an easy choice. Okay, then we have the You're Losing Me mashup with How Did It End versus the Mad Angry Woman one, which is Cassandra mashup with Mad Woman mashed up with I Did Something Bad. This one's a little tougher. It's a little tougher. I do always lean toward a Mad Woman, though, in my humble opinion, just being a little angry.
What was the other one?
A good one. You're Losing Me mashed up with How Did It End.
Oh my God.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
I'm going to have to go with the Mad Woman one.
Yeah. It was so good. And it was just so well, it was so well timed. You know, we were all really going through it. We're still really going through it. So that mashup, unfortunately, really does still resonate. okay. We then have, all right. We have the Max Martin medley. Which again, to reiterate what that is of course from when we saw her in Sweden. And it is New Romantics mashed up with How You Get the Girl mashed up with, what can I think of the person? Message in a Bottle. Message in a Bottle is what it is mashed up with. And these, of course, are all songs that Max Martin helped produce. He was in attendance that night. He was a little bit of a shy guy. He didn't really want to go up and perform it, but she wanted to perform it for him because he did request to. To hear, I think it was Message in a Bottle that he requested to hear, and then she decided to do a whole medley of songs that they worked on together in his honor. Also related but unrelated, I watched the other day the lead singer of Ghost discussing his lore, like all of his outfits, like the different eras of like his little papas or whatever it is that he calls them. Mike really likes them. It's one of the metal bands I will listen to him with on occasion because they do have like a lot of like 80s synth kind of like, they're a little bit more like singy and less screamy, but actually watching them still scares me because he looks very frightening when he is like all dressed up like that.
Will come up.
But thankfully he is actually just like a very normal, nice Swedish guy when he's not dressed up like that. And I really love like all the creativity and like lore that does go into it. And the second it, like, I was, like, listening to him talk about it and the fact that he was from Sweden, it made, yeah, it's a lot, right? Are you seeing it? It's a lot.
I love the Catholic imagery.
Yes, lots of Catholic imagery, lots of Catholic imagery. But no, he's, like, such a chill, really intelligent guy. And, yeah, I watched this whole video of him, like, talking about it, and I've never seen him, like, outside of his, like, makeup and stuff. And his, like, whole, you know, Catholic imagery getup. So, like, listening to him, I was telling Mike this the other day, speaking of Max Martin, it made me think of this. And I was like, it makes so much sense to me that being from Sweden, that they do have a little bit of that kind of, like, pop sound to their metal. Because I was, like, from the country that had produced so many great Swedish pop, like ABBA, and, you know, Max Martin is such a big name in pop production and whatever. And I was like, of course, like growing up where they grew up, like it just makes sense that there'd be like a little like 80 synth in their metal music.
Yes.
So anyways, they're, yeah, I think that like, I think he's a pretty like cool dude. Like I dig his vibe. And I did tell Mike that if they were ever on tour, he's seen them live a few times. I thought that would be one of the like metal shows I would be comfortable. And also they have a predominantly like of metal bands, a very large female fan base. So that's also very nice. A lot of their shows actually are very female led. And they have this rule, which at first I thought was like, oh my God, sorry that we're just like taking this foray into Ghost, everyone. sorry, not sorry. But at first when they announced it, I was like they're those people, like that's pretentious, whatever. But then I was like, no, like I kind of get it. They actually have a no phone rule now. That you do have to like check your phone at the concert. And he was saying basically it's just because like, you know, when he was growing up, like you just went to the show and you were in the moment and whatever. And he's like, now when I look up, like all I see is phones. You know, like I don't see people, I just see phones. And so it wasn't to be like, oh, we don't want our shows recorded or, you know, blah, blah. Like it wasn't like, oh, we own the rights to this. It was just like they wanted everyone to be in the moment. And I respect that. Like I like being able to, I'm not the type of person when I go to a concert who's like filming the whole time. I do like maybe take a video or two or like take a couple pictures. But overall, I do like to be in the moment. And I think like if I was forced to be, like maybe that would be nice occasionally. Not for every show, but occasionally. So I was kind of like, cool, I respect that. So yeah, at first I thought they were just like being kind of dicks. And then I was like, oh no, like I actually like respect the reason. But I do think like, his whole point was kind of like the whole thing about like metal music and like counterculture is that like you're all are a bunch of weirdos who feel like you don't fit in anywhere. And he's like, the whole fun of going to a concert when I was younger was to find people that I like, to build a community with people. And he's like, if everyone's in their phone, like they're not talking to each other, they're not like building community. And like the cool thing about going and seeing live music isn't even so much about like the show, it's about like the people you get to interact with. And I was like, okay, like yeah, like I get that. So thanks, nice Swedish people. They're great. It's basically the moral of the story. Sorry that I went on such a tangent. But yes, I agree with that. Okay, so Max Martin Medley or the R song mashed up with Call It What You Want is what we have going against each other in this one.
Oh, I don't know.
That's tough. It's a tough one. I feel like I couldn't have just gone through that 10-minute Swedish tangent to not pick the Swedish one.
So yeah,
that's where I'm going, but that's just
me. I think that's where I'm going as well. We just dedicated a lot of time to Sweden.
So much time. I'm so sorry, everyone. It just came out. Yes, that's the thing. Okay. If anyone out there listens to Ghosts, let us know. All right. We have, again, absolutely iconic one here. 15 mashup with You're On Your Own, Kid. It was so iconic. She did it twice because it was so good. Versus Mr. Perfectly Fine mashup with It Better Than Revenge. Iconic in its own way. They're iconic in two separate ways. Yeah, I don't know. What are you thinking on this one? What are your thoughts?
Could you repeat the second one again?
We have Mr. Perfectly Fine mashed up with Better Than Revenge.
Okay. And that's up against 15 and You're On Your Own, Kid?
Yeah.
15 and You're On Your Own, Kid.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like that's where we were going to be leaning. All right, y'all. It's our final four. This is, I'm not going to lie, about what I thought our final four would be when I made this bracket. I was like, if these don't make it to the final four, there were truly some upsets. There could have been like a couple other I could have seen sneaking in, but I thought at least three of the four of these I had predicted. All right.
I keep yawning.
And we're recording even earlier today, everyone. all right, here we go. Let's do it. We have the We Cry mashup, the mashup to end all mashups, which was the very last mashup, the very last surprise song of the tour. Which, just to remind everyone, in case you have forgotten since we last discussed it, that is Long Live, mashup with New Year's Day, mashup with The Manuscript on the old piano, on the old surprise song piano. We have that against an absolute heavy hitter, which is also on piano, Cassandra, mashed up with Mad Woman, mashed up with I Did Something Bad. And again, this is the angry woman, you know, Toronto Night 2, Mababa, Canada versus Canada here, okay?
I am going to have to go with Angry Woman again.
Angry Woman. This one is tough. Ah! I watched the last Night of the Airs Toronto Granny live stream. And like I said, I knew it was coming. I knew that these three songs were probably going to be put together. But when it hit so good. Definitely got me in my feels. But again, considering we are judging this in 2025, the year that the White House is a Tesla showroom, The year that Doge exists, the year that I have been nothing but angry since the get-go, I have to give it to the angry woman one. Even though I just want it to be known, I absolutely love the We Cry Masha.
Yes. All right.
We now have, I promise I won't go on another tangent, everyone, the Max Martin Medley versus the 15 You're On Your Own Kid mashup. And this is the one time, I'm sorry to Max Martin, I'm sorry to Sweden, it was an absolute pinch-me moment, great show, great trip, wonderful, but I think I do have to give it ever so slightly to 15 You're On Your Own Kid, because I just think that it is just an absolutely beautiful, iconic mashup.
I agree.
Yeah. I also love that our final two, what's made it to the championship round here, are very, like, again, as someone who is always kind of known as being like, she just writes about boys and breakups, like, all of these songs are very much about, like, her personal journey, or like being, you know, like a woman, or something like that. And so I like that they're very much about her and her as a songwriter that we have here. We love that.
Yes. Oh, I love that.
So that kind of ended up working out, I think, very nicely. All right. So, yeah, without further ado, our championship round, truly either one of these could be champions, in my humble opinion. We have, of course, the Cassandra, Mad Woman, I Did Something Bad mashup against 15 You're On Your Own Kid mashup.
I am once again going to have to go with the Mad Woman Cassandra mashup.
Yeah.
Because it's so relevant to today. It's like gets you ready to get out there and gives you hope. And 15 and you're on your own kid is very good, but it's very like nostalgic. Like that's a mashup you're listening to and you're thinking about when you were 15, you know?
I agree. Yeah. I agree. This is very tough. Like I said, either one of these are so worthy of being the champion of this bracket. But yeah, like you just have to, obviously we are only in the position that we are in right now. And considering where we are right now, I do think that the, you know, kind of the angry woman mashup just hits a little bit harder for me right now. I think both of them hit beautifully. But one of them makes me want to like, I don't know, go out there and like fight the good fight. And the other one makes me want to cry. And I guess right now I need to fight the good fight. So there you go. There we have it, folks. That is our winner of the mashup Eras Tour surprise song mashups. Again, what a great Toronto night too, November 22nd to be exact, is when that one first premiered. So you're the winner.
Iconic.
And you know what? They deserve it. I'd like to just apologize on behalf of our nation, the way that we have been treating you lately. Y'all are great. We love you, Canada, and y'all deserve that win.
I do not co-sign a goddamn thing we are doing over here in America right now, okay? Not one single thing.
To be clear.
So.
No, we are not. First, I thought you were going to say you did not co-sign a single thing I just said, and I was like, did Canada do something bad?
Fuck Canada. No.
Did I miss it? Oh, okay. Whew, I was worried there for a minute. I was like, oh no. Did I speak out of turn? No. Okay. Well, we're good. Yeah. I also don't co-sign a single thing we're doing right now as a nation. Just want that to be very clear. Very abundantly clear. We are both mad women right now, which is why that mashup won.
Yes.
That was fun. I enjoyed that.
That was fun.
That was good. That was a nice little dipping our toes into March Madness goodness. We have a couple of exciting episodes. At least I think we're exciting episodes.
Wait. Do you want to very quickly do the mastermind for the iHeartRadio?
Oh, yes. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. Hit me with it.
It closes in 3 minutes. So we got to move fast.
All right. We got to get me through it. Speed run.
Will Taylor attend the iHeartRadio Awards?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes as well.
I'm watching this thing. So she better.
Seriously. Will LL Cool J mention Taylor Swift by name during the opening monologue?
He'd be dumb not to. Absolutely, yeah. He's going to. They all know why people are tuning in.
Will Taylor change outfits at any point between her arriving on the red carpet in the end of the telecast, an outfit change would require a full change, not just an accessory or two. I'm going to say no.
No, I'm going no as well on that. Yes.
Will any other presenter, performer, or person on stage mentor Taylor Swift by name during the main broadcast, other than reading her name as a nominee for an award?
Well, any other presenter, it said? Or entertainer? Well, if the surprise guest wins, Travis, if he is in attendance, could technically mention her. So I would say yes, but I don't know if that counts in that verbiage of the question.
No, no, it's presenter, performer, or person on stage.
Well, would he not be a person on stage if he wins the award?
Is Travis Kelce nominated for something?
Yes, surprise guest on the Eras Tour. But that is only if he's in attendance. I have no idea if he, I mean, football seasons, what else is he doing right now? He could be in attendance. This could be their first time like going as a couple to an event, basically, to an award show. I'm going to say no, because I don't know, because there's so many variables to that. So we're just going to say no, because we only have a couple minutes to finish this.
Exactly. Will Taylor give an acceptance speech for her Tour of the Century Award? I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
In person at the award show. Although I have like a little feeling in my gut that she's not going to be there. But anyway.
Yeah, and I'll just be like a video message. But yeah. You know, but we're being hopeful right now.
How many iHeartRadio awards, not including Tour of the Century, will Taylor win? The options are 0 to 4. I don't know what she's nominated for.
Right. I'm going to say
probably three.
I like that. Yes. I feel good about that.
I mean, she didn't do this album didn't do that great at the other awards, though.
Yeah, but this one is all fan voted, so. She's probably going to win a lot. Knowing the fan base.
Who will win iHeartRadio Award for Pop Artist of the Year? I'm going to say Sabrina. I'm going to say Chapel Roan.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like it.
It's also Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, Tate McRae. No idea who that is. And Taylor Swift.
I feel like Billie's fan base is really big, though. And, like, been angry lately because I feel like she's been, like, gypped things or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I would say maybe her. I don't know. Hard to say. Like who I think is going to win and who I want to win are two completely different things, you know?
Right. Exactly. But definitely not Tate McRae.
Yeah, no. I only vaguely know who she is.
Who will win the iHeartRadio Award for Artist of the Year? Billie Eilish, Doja Cat, Jelly Roll, Kendrick Lamar, Morgan Wallen.
Oh,
it better be Kendrick Lamar is all I'm saying.
Yeah, agreed. I hope it's not Morgan Wallen. I can't stand him. Sorry.
Me either. I'm going to vote for Kendrick Lamar and we'll see. Who will win the iHeart Radio Award for Best Collaboration? Die with a Smile, Fortnite, Had Some Help, like that.
Ooh, Die with a Smile has been very big. I would say probably. I feel like that's really having a moment right now. So I would say that.
I agree. Who will win the iHeartRadio Award for Best New Artist in Pop? Benson Boone, Chapel Roan, Gracie Abrams, Shaboozy, Teddy Swims. I'm going to Chapel Roan.
Chapel. Yeah, Chapel.
Who will win the iHeartRadio Award for Favorite Surprise Guest? Charlie XCX bringing out Lloyd, Coldplay bringing out Selena Gomez, Future and Metro Boomin bringing out Travis Scott, Megan Thee Stallion bringing out Cardi B, Jennifer Hudson bringing out Cher, Kendrick bringing out Ken and Friends, Luke Combs bringing out the Twisters cast, Morgan Wallen, bringing out Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes.
Bringing out the Twisters cast. That's hysterical. that was so
oh, there's more. Niall Horan, bringing out Shawn Mendes, Olivia Rodrigo, Chapel Roan, Peso Pluma, Becky G, and Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce. I think Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce.
I think that's going to be the winner. I love that you can never pronounce anyone from One Direction's name. It's my favorite thing about you, honestly. I love how so much you were clearly not a Directioner. You're always like Zayn, Niall, like none of their names you can ever pronounce.
I don't know shit about One Direction. I'm so sorry.
Next is going to be like, hey, Harai.
Harry Styles? Okay, focus. Oh, shit, it's closed.
Do we miss it? Damn it.
I'm just going to put get random answers for the rest and see if it lets me. because there's like 20 other questions.
Oh my God. Who knew there'd be so many?
No.
No. Oh, I'm sad now.
We were too chatty.
We were too chatty. This is a story of our life. There was no way we were ever going to do that in 3 minutes. Great One Direction song, by the way. and it's just, oh, it's funny that it's happened twice. All right. Anyways, well, that's sad. Well, we got to do some of Mastermind, but we didn't actually get to fully submit. Man, so we don't, it doesn't count. But it's still the thrill there that we had for those 3 minutes.
It was nice, yeah.
I wasn't prepared for it to have that many questions. Maybe I probably, you know, maybe been less chatty. Okay, well, with that said, hopefully something good happens on the show tonight because we're all going to watch it. I think Gracie Abrams is at least performing, so I have that to look forward to. I enjoy her. And yeah, hopefully we get some kind of announcement. My body is ready and something to look forward to. Ed has been counting down to, I assume, a new album announcement. It's like press play in 3, 2, 1. And he's been going through his albums. Like yesterday it was his debut album, which was Plus. Today it was Multiply. So I was like, we're going through these. So I think we're about to get a new Ed album announcement, which is very exciting for me. And all you other, I've just recently learned, what's his name? Dwayne Wade, is not a famous basketball player. Anyways, I learned that he was a big Ed Sheeran fan and I was like, okay, I see you. Is that his name? Am I making that up? Yes, he is a basketball player. Okay. I feel like this is not the first time we've talked about this man and been like, is that his name on this podcast?
It's because of the pharmacy in New York called Dwayne Reed.
Yes, Dwayne Wade. Wow, this is hysterical that you two people that do not follow the NBA whatsoever have brought you up twice in our podcast. Anyways, we respect you. Thanks for being a fellow Ed Sheeran fan. And maybe we'll see you at a concert someday. You seem like a nice guy. Anywho, with that said, next week we'll be back with Once and For All, chapters 2 and 3. Look forward to that. Get excited. The following week, we will be with Cabin in the Woods shenanigans, special guests, who knows? We're very excited. We will be, the start of next week, we'll be in our respective homes recording for y'all to listen to and watch us on YouTube. And
yep.
Then that weekend, we'll be going away to do the Cabin in the Woods, which is where we will be recording for you all to enjoy on the following Tuesday. So yes. That is that. Be well, everyone. Take care of yourselves. Please don't pour gasoline on yourselves, if at all possible.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. And yes, hopefully we get some exciting news tonight from this award show. All right.
Hopefully.
Until then, keep on keeping on. Take care of yourselves. Adios. Bye.